Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:13, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. The weekend is here. Yeah, go ahead and smile about it. A lot of things that we're going to be talking about this afternoon in terms of you want to participate in some holiday activities going on tonight. We'll tell you all about those coming up in just a few minutes from right now. Wondering why the flags were flying at half-staff? Of course, it was 5 years ago. The terrorist attack over at NAS Pensacola took place. Yeah, you get this. 5 years ago, it seems like it was just yesterday, County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, 5 years ago, actually called into news radio to break the news of that terrible event.
My employees that go in early that are already on site, on the base, in our annex, have told me that they are on an active shooter drill. And that they're locking the building down. They just called me. I was wondering what was going on. I'm sitting in traffic like I've never seen. Saw a couple cars go by, and then I got that call. And then there's been a tremendous amount of activity in the last 5 to 8 minutes. I mean, I'm talking about there's probably more than 25.
I know. I can tell you that was a busy day for a lot of people in media.
Yes.
I did 25 live interviews in major markets around the country on that event. And on the network, and it was a very busy day. So here's what we were talking about, the flags flying. Governor DeSantis, of course, signing that proclamation directing U.S. and Florida flags to be flown at half-staff at local and state buildings today. So that is your answer if you were wondering why the flags were flying at half-staff, the long way around.
Right. Well, yeah, we got there.
Wasn't an easy thread on that one.
Well, yeah, I did see when I was leaving my neighborhood earlier today, I did see a flag half staff, and I'm like, what happened? But yeah, of course, throughout the day, I've since learned that it was the 5 year anniversary of that, and that wasn't at some governmental building. That was just at someone's home. So it's good to see that people are even in their personal lives are taking the effort to recognize it.
Yeah, I was talking to. Steve Taylor, our other news guy here, earlier we came on today, and the one thing that we both dissected on this whole thing, you can't take away the memories.
That's true.
And we'll always remember that day, especially if you were working a news radio on the 6th of December, a day that we will never forget.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, like we often do. Also got some minor issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot's going to be Highway 90. That's actually looking brutal right now. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, that's typically rough anyway. But as you continue westbound, passing Dogwood Drive and heading towards Glover Lane, you've got another heavy wave of congestion in your way over there. As for the weather, sitting at around 53 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight, and this is going to be a beautiful weekend. We've got a high of 60 on Saturday and a high of 69 on Sunday, so we're going to see those highs ramp back up, but the lows are going to be 47 and 61.
If you have to navigate Garcon Point Bridge, they've been working on this thing for the past week. Plan accordingly. You're going to have some delays coming across the span. I know today I was delayed for about 10 minutes coming across. They're doing construction. Still don't know what it is. I think it's probably underneath the span, but not sure. It's not on the surface level. So right. It's got to be underneath the span itself. But anyway, if you're shooting Garcon today, plan accordingly. You might face some delays. Let's get back into the normality of daily activity. Stocks ending mixed this afternoon following a solid jobs report. Hillary Barsky has more information.
The major averages ending mixed while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch new record closes as investors increase bets that the Fed will slash interest rates this month following a robust jobs report for November. Tech was among the gainers today with Meta, Apple, Amazon, Palantir, and IBM hitting record highs. The price of Bitcoin surging again and up nearly $102,000 as a post-election rally in the world's biggest crypto continues. However, shares of United Health Group fell over 5%, weighing heavily on the Dow. The fatal shooting of Ryan Thompson, CEO of United Health's insurance unit, has been pressuring shares of the company as well as other managed care stocks. The Dow winners, Amazon, Home Depot, and IBM. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Boeing, and NVIDIA. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, and President-elect Trump's choice for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says he won't withdraw his name from consideration. We've already heard some chatter back and forth about this. Hegseth spent the week in the Capitol meeting with lawmakers as he addressed multiple misconduct allegations made against him. And yesterday, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst expressed doubt over the former Fox News host's nomination. In a Truth Social post earlier today, Trump said Hegseth is doing very well with him, adding his support is strong and deep, and the president-elect called him a winner and said nothing can be done to change that.
I also wanted to bring you up to speed on last month's job reports saying that 227,000 jobs were added in November, but there was still an increase in unemployment. Here's Edward Lawrence.
President Joe Biden saying that the America's comeback continues with this report, but the Federal Reserve is going to look at this and likely stay on their path for a December rate cut of about 0.25% is what they're looking at. What the Fed will focus in on is that unemployment rate. It did tick up to 4.2%, but that is in the range where the Fed believes full employment is for this economy. Now, when you look at where the jobs are in this report, you can focus in again on the government sector, because again, that was still one of the top job creators. And when you highlight manufacturing, acting labor secretary says they needed more time to have those jobs materialize.
And speaking of Biden, he's reportedly considering preemptive pardons for those who may be targeted by President-elect Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said no decision has been made, but reports say the president has had discussions with senior officials, including some in the White House counsel's office. Some of the names being possibly considered include former White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and Senator-elect Adam Schiff. Preemptive presidential pardons are rare. One of the most notable instances came in 1974 when President Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon 1 month after he resigned from office.
And also look for him to pardon his brother, by the way. He's also on that list for pardons.
Really?
I just tell people, sit down, buckle up. It's going to be a ride when that list starts to come out here. Number of critics for President-elect Trump are now offering their support for him after bad-mouthing him for years. Peter Ducey has more from Washington.
There's progressive Democrats, and then there's also these big billionaire businessmen who seem to think that the president-elect may be able to help their bottom lines, including Jeff Bezos. Some more props for Trump from Bernie Sanders and Business Insider. He says many of the things he did during the campaign were really ugly. On the other hand, he's a very smart guy, adding that he is absolutely right to call for the first independent audit of the Pentagon in 7 years. There's also John Fetterman, who says he sees Trump and Hunter Biden as not all that different.
All right, just about 4:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, had the filing deadline passing for the District 1 congressional seat at around noon today. And we've got a pretty hefty list of candidates that you can be able to choose from when the election comes up. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org from Women's Heart Alliance in partnership with Women Heart.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. with 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and a little bit of Journey this afternoon.
Yeah.
Taking you home. Hey, thanks for letting us take that ride home with you today. Just crank us up in the car, and we'll be very happy about that. A couple of things that you might want to take in. Yeah, the holidays getting into the festive mood. The Pensacola Beach Lighted Boat Parade. It gets underway 6:30 over at Sabine Marina. And then in Milton, the boat parade gets underway there on the Blackwater, 6 p.m. So Stewart Street, around that area. So a couple of things to remember. And also, don't forget, the 57th Annual Snowball Derby is underway over at Five Flags. The preliminaries began last night.
Our campgrounds are full. People are just having a whale of a time. Some of these people from all over the country, from Canada, I've met a couple this morning from Germany.
Okay, of course, that's Tim Bryant, Five Flags General Manager. He says the estimated economic impact, around $10 million. There's another practice run tonight. The snowflake race happens tomorrow. Then the main event, the Snowball Derby, cranks up on Sunday. Always a great race, and a lot of folks really checking that race out. They say over the period of the Snowball Derby, about 6,000 people will actually go out to the track and watch the drivers take on that race course.
Absolutely. And speaking of racing, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. I hope that's not what you're doing out there. Not too much going on the roads from what we can see. Do have some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. And also a lot on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound passing the Walmart Supercenter or westbound coming over Blackwater River and continuing towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Saturday going to be a little bit warmer, high of 60, low of 47. But then Sunday, we really see those highs ramp back up, high of 69. Low of 61.
Yeah, when the temperature starts to rise back in there, the rain comes in. That's what's going to happen on Monday and Tuesday. Looks like a couple of choice candidates for a little bit of precip happening on those days. Years ago, I did this story about the embassy in Havana, Cuba, and they were hearing these high-pitched sounds that they couldn't put their finger on. They call it the Havana syndrome. But now we're learning more, and the question has really surfaced, are U.S. spy agencies covering up the cause of that strange affliction affecting diplomatic staff posted in Havana, Cuba? Here's some more. Eben Brown has the report.
An unclassified interim report from the House Subcommittee on the CIA alleges a number of people and groups within the U.S. intelligence community tried impeding the congressional investigation into the so-called Havana syndrome, where U.S. Embassy staff in Havana reported a disorienting illness with long-term sensory and cognitive symptoms. The report says the intel community's assessment that the episodes weren't likely caused by foreign adversaries was not derived using standard intelligence analysis, and accuses spy agency leaders of thwarting the investigation for political purposes. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break, we had the filing deadline ending at noon today for the District 1 congressional seat formerly held by Matt Gaetz. And there were a ton of candidates, predominantly Republican. Just a few of the prominent names that you may recognize. Jimmy Patronis, of course, Florida CFO. Aaron Dimmock ran against Matt Gaetz a little while back. And also, while the heavy pool was Republican, there were also a few riding candidates. But the sole Democrat, Gay Valamont, as we expected, we knew that she was probably going to run, but also be the only one running.
Boy, it was a big night on Fox, the Fox Network last night. They had the Patriots Awards. Yeah, a lot of folks were acknowledged for doing good things for people. Well, President-elect Trump received a major honor at that annual award ceremony. Ryan Schmelz has more on this.
The incoming president striking an optimistic tone while accepting Fox Nation's Patriot of the Year award.
It's going to be more successful than ever before. We're going to be more respected throughout the world than ever before.
The award comes as President-elect Trump faced two assassination attempts this past year. President-elect Trump is in the middle of a presidential transition where his cabinet nominees are working to get confirmed by the Senate, and the heads of his Department of Government Efficiency are trying to roll out and establish the new agency. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
You know, Chris, you and I talked about the whole Notre Dame Cathedral and its reopening and Donald Trump being there. And one of our main questions was, why isn't Joe Biden going to be there? And from what I've gathered, he's still not gonna, from what we know of. But First Lady Jill Biden is set to be there.
Oh, I would imagine she would be.
Yeah, she's going to be in Paris and is set to cross paths with Trump. She will join.
They're squeezing out all that they can with Air Force One, you understand. They get all the trips in before January 20th.
Dr. Biden will join other dignitaries this weekend, including President-elect Trump, as we said, for the official reopening. And it's taken years to restore the cathedral after the fire destroyed that roof and toppled its famed spire back in 2019.
Okay, we've been covering this NAIA women's soccer tournament all darn week for you.
Yes.
It started on Monday. We're down to the semifinals now. And coming up around 4:35, 7 or 8 minutes from right now, we're going to let you in on who's going to be in action in those semis. Stay with us.
News, I'm Daria Albinger, the judge overseeing the trial of a New York man accused of using a deadly chokehold on an unruly subway passenger dismissed the top charge in the case.
He told jurors that he said, quote, what that means is you are now free to consider count two. Whether that makes any difference, I have no idea.
That's Fox's CB. Cotton Penny saying he only took Jordan Ealy, a homeless man, into the chokehold because he was threatening other passengers. Police in Pennsylvania say they found the body of a missing woman.
We worked around the clock and got, I'll be honest with you, some of the concerns, they were getting dashed a little bit, but the hard work from the people that ran the show up here, they were incredible, and I can't thank them enough.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Cleveland Federal Reserve President Beth Hammack says she expects to slow the pace of interest rate cuts ahead, citing persistent inflation and a labor market stronger than she had expected. She says it calls for a slower pace of rate cuts. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week mixed, while the Dow dropped 123. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ set fresh records, gaining 15 and 159 points, respectively. A federal appeals court has upheld a law requiring China-based ByteDance to sell TikTok or face an effective ban in the United States. The court ruled against that law, which gives TikTok a January 19th deadline, saying that it is constitutional. A nonprofit group representing Americans of Ukrainian descent have asked the FCC to deny SpaceX authorization to put more than 22,000 satellites into a low Earth orbit. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Bill Belichick is interviewed to be the next head football coach at UNC. If I'm UNC, I would offer him the job today and make him say no. And if Tataro's offered him the gig, I think Bill would ultimately pass because he has his eyes set on a return to the NFL. And right now, I think the Cowboys are a possibility for Bill's next job, but if I'd take one guess, I'd say the hoodie is coaching the Jaguars come 2025. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Supreme Court oral arguments over the question of Tennessee's ban on hormone therapy for gender transition for minors and why I think the Supreme Court is very likely to uphold that law. We also talked about the huge field of candidates for Congressional District 1. That primary is going to be massive. And three new offers for OLF 8, $30, $40, and $42.5 million, respectively. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Stephen Schmidt is here, and of course, many of you know that he is also here representing Georgetown Technical College.
Georgetown Technical College over there on Longleaf Drive.
Pep Talk, mornings after Andrew McKay.
It's time for a talk about some Sonny's Barbecue. We got Elton Scott here in the studio looking pretty sunny.
It's the Always Sunny Show. It's perfect intro, you know.
Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
She wants to laugh
right here, 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Are we sampling Journey this afternoon?
I was about to say.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that's the thing, because I was like, oh, I need to grab a bumper song.
I have not heard that song.
Well, that's the thing. We were on so Don't Stop Believing, so I'm just like, okay, go to the next one.
It's okay, man.
Another Journey song.
I love it.
Got a doubleheader today.
Yeah, you're just firing on all cylinders here. Look at it, Pensacola International. I do this in the afternoons just to make sure that you know what's going on. Maybe you have somebody coming in and you want to pick them up. And you don't want to have to be blindsided by, oh, by the way, that flight's about 2 hours late. Let me just tell you right now, the board is looking excellent today at a P&S. There is no cancellations and there are no delayed flights. I will tell you a good story about the flight board today. It's a flight coming up out of Denver, Frontier Flight 3930, scheduled touchdown time 6:22, now 6 o'clock.
Wow, really?
So it's 22 minutes early. So that's a good story. But yeah. Other than that, everything looks great at Pensacola International. We were mentioning to you NAIA Women's Soccer Tournament happening in Pensacola. They've been doing this since Monday. Some great games. Oh, my gosh. This has been great. Semifinals now set for the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships. They're over at Brosnahan. Game one of the semis has SCAD SCAD, that Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
It's an acronym for something, I know, but it's SCAD, Savannah, Georgia, matching up against the College of Idaho. Kickoff 1 o'clock on that game. Game two, the Seahawks of Kaiser, Florida will face the Cougars of Columbia, Missouri. Kickoff at 4 on that game. Championship game set for Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock at Brosnahan. Tickets, get them. Purchase them online, PensacolaSports.org, or heck, just go to the tournament and buy your tickets out there. So enjoy the tournament. Great women's soccer again. Heck, we did a number on you with the SEC women's soccer just a month ago. Now we come in with the NAIA. You got to shake your head and go, you know what? Those guys at Pensacola Sports know what they're doing. Yeah. Ray Palmer and his team is just knocking it out of the park.
They've been on top of things.
And it's a great doggone great tournament. So congratulations to them. Semis tomorrow. Take advantage of that.
All right. And also, man, got a loaded college football slate heading into this weekend. And it all starts in about an hour 20. We've got three conference title games tonight, and a couple of them pretty prominent. So we'll start with the easy one at 6 o'clock. We got Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State. Hey, great game between two good teams. Just not very implicating when it comes to the postseason scene. But that should be a good one because they recently faced off and it came down to a 2-point game. So now they're rematching. UNLV and Boise State at 7 o'clock. Boise State, they're number 10 in the country. They think that they've got their playoffs just about locked. All they have to do is win this game, but they barely beat UNLV earlier this year. UNLV's out for blood. And then, Chris, you got pretty hyped for this one. Also at 7 tonight, Tulane.
Absolutely. Green Wave.
9-3 on the year. They are heading up to West Point, New York.
So proud of those guys.
Oh, yeah. They've really defied some odds this year. They're taking on Army, speaking of defying odds. The Black Knights, 10-1. That is in New York, 29 degrees tonight, but Tulane still favored by 5.
You know, I watched a lot of the Tulane games this year. They carried a lot on the television this year.
Because they've been a prominent team.
Been a great team this year. So thanks for reminding me about that game. I had forgotten all about it until you said, well, Tulane's playing tonight.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
That should be a good one.
Okay, so we talked about women's soccer. We did that.
Yes.
And how the job that Pensacola Sports did with, of course, the SECs. And when Texas won the SEC conference title back in November. Now we have the NAIA women's soccer over at Brosnahan this week. Well, if you're a soccer aficionado, Major League Soccer has announced their MVP for the year.
Despite having played in only 19 of 34 games this season for Inter Miami, Lionel Messi won the 2024 Landon Donovan Major League Soccer MVP Award Friday. In 19 games, Messi totaled 20 goals and 16 assists, 36 goal contributions, tops in the league, and the fifth best total in MLS history. He helped lead Inter Miami to an MLS record for points in one season, as well as the team's first Supporter Shield title. Per 90-minute average, the length of a full game, Messi had an MLS record at 2.18 goal contributions, either goals or assists. Inter Miami lost only one game this season when Messi was in the lineup. He is under contract through 2025. He narrowly beat Cucho Hernandez of the Columbus Crew for his first MLS MVP award. Jared Max, Fox News.
442 News Radio 92.3. Shame on me. don't forget about UWF, the ladies over at UWF.
Right.
My goodness, they had a great season, and they still continue to do so. 2024 Division II Women's Soccer South Regional Championships. UWF, one of eight teams remaining in that playoff. They are in Columbus, Georgia tomorrow to face Southeast Region number one seed Columbus State. Kickoff at 2 o'clock, and I have been told Columbus State is a real good team.
All right, and also wanted to remind you of this, because not only is our, family-friendly Cat from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, going to be there tomorrow morning before the parades, but also had a texter drop in reminding us of this. The USO 5K is tomorrow morning as well.
Oh, yeah, the airport run, and we're going to talk about that coming up. The USO does a great job with that, teaming with, of course, our friends Todd Payne, Matt Coughlin from the airport, Pensacola International. Yeah, and that we'll have information. Got a story coming up on that during the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. But thanks to you, whoever the texter is, we appreciate that. We appreciate anybody wanting to communicate with us. That's the way to do it, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, love all kinds of text engagement, even if you say something hurtful, though it is not preferred. All right, just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. We've got several issues here that are giving us some problems. All right, so the worst looking spot right now is without a doubt Highway 90. It's just giving us all kinds of trouble over in the Pace Milton areas. For starters, if you're traveling eastbound, passing the Walmart Supercenter in Pace, we do have some problems over there. But westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we got a wave of congestion there, and as you continue westbound towards Glover Lane, it's going to hit you even harder. Outside of that, it's just some of our usual spots, I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-10 North Ramp, so on and so forth. As for the weather, sitting at around 53 degrees this hour, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 60, low of 47. And Sunday, high of 69, low of 61. So we get a huge ramp up in temperatures, but also late Sunday evening, bleeding into your Monday and Tuesday, we do have about a 20% chance of showers coming in.
I'm not going to say the inflatable alert's going to go out for Monday, because every time I say it, it doesn't rain.
Well, maybe you should say it then.
So maybe I should say then that.
Jinx the rain. Come on, get out of here.
Hey, listen, Walker Wilson doesn't get enough credit for this. He's the brainiac behind the Winter Wonder Ride that's taking place tomorrow downtown. You still have time to register for the event. It's a family-friendly slow ride through downtown Pensacola. Over the past 8 years, the event has provided, get this number here, and Walker Wilson is pretty proud about this, 4,000 new bikes to children throughout the greater Pensacola community. Ride starts 11 a.m. tomorrow at Museum Plaza. So check that out. That's always a good time.
All righty.
And this year, it's not going to be as darn cold as it has been in the past. Usually when they do this ride, frigid. Oh, man, is it cold. Not this year, though.
Yeah, it's the coolness that we've had typically is pretty moderate. All right. Earlier this hour, we touched on just kind of like a stock recap, but we always give you your numbers at around this time every hour. Wall Street did close mixed to end this week. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 123 points to 44,642. S&P 500 added 15 points to 6090, and the NASDAQ rose 159 points to 19,859.
Okay, now that you have shopped for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals, time to get those gifts wrapped and out the dough. Sure is. Be prepared to pay more this holiday season as shipping prices are higher, as they say, higher than ever. That's a scary line right there. Yeah. Hey, if you want to read about this before I finish this, I wrote the story up on News Radio 92.3. You can read all about it in terms of these shipping costs. It's important not to wait much longer. That's the bottom line here to this story. Here are some of the key shipping deadlines just to make sure that your gifts will arrive in time for Christmas. So might take this in. December 13th is the deadline to ship using FedEx Ground Economy. December 18th is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage Service. The 19th is the last day for USPS Priority Mail. December 19th is also the last day for USPS 3-Day Select. And if you're doing your shipping with UPS, ground deadlines, they're saying they are flexible. Check with UPS directly.
All right.
You've been told.
Yeah, we have been warned. Chris, you've heard of the Border Czar title. That's something that's been swirling around politics lately. Well, President-elect Trump is choosing venture capitalist David Sacks to be the White House's AI and crypto czar. Trump made the announcement yesterday on Truth Social, writing that Sachs will focus on making America the clear global leader in both areas. He also wrote that Sachs will safeguard free speech online and steer us away from big tech bias and censorship. Sachs was highly critical of Trump after the 2021 Capitol riot, which he said disqualified him from being a candidate earlier this year. Sachs became a Trump supporter, though, and held a fundraiser for the GOP candidate.
Well, are you thinking about maybe stealing holiday packages off some porches here locally?
Didn't plan on it.
Don't do it. Penalties for porch piracy just got a whole lot worse this year in Florida thanks to a new law. Thieves now face a third-degree felony if they steal between $40 and $750. That law creates new offenses, including a second-degree felony if they use social media to solicit others to help. Paper trail.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you got to make an example out of these people. Because you do. You see, we've talked about it before, how shameless some of these people are. There could be a Ring camera. There could be a camera literally staring them in the face, and they're going to try to take your package.
And I always, and when they do, you can see some of these playbacks from, you know, people's cameras on their door and stuff like
right.
that. And when they get caught, it's always the same excuse. I'm so sorry. I'll yeah. never do that again.
Yeah, you'll say whatever.
Fry them.
Just golly.
Fry them.
Death penalty for porch pirates.
No, but just set an example. I mean, you know, that's where it starts. That's where it starts, is making sure people understand it's not right. It's against the law. You're stealing people's packages. Now do something about it. That's my opinion.
No, I mean, that's fair. The world's oldest known wild bird going to be a new mother. Better late than never, I suppose.
Oh, wow.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a 74-year-old Laysan albatross named Wisdom laid an egg on November 27th on Midway Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. Researchers say that they expect the egg to hatch in around 2 months, making Wisdom a mother for about the 30th time after hatching her last chick in 2021. The bird has outlived Chandler Robbins, the scientist that banded her back in 1956. He died in 2017. Researchers estimate Wisdom has flown around 3.7 million miles throughout her life.
She's not a Goonie bird, is she?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. In World War II, they had the atolls there
yeah.
out in the Pacific. They had Goonie birds. And these were crazy birds that used to fly like with airplanes and stuff. Like, I was just wondering if that was a Goonie bird they were talking about.
If so, she's lived quite a life, seen quite a bit.
And I'll bet you some of you guys out there, WW2, listening to me this afternoon, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those Goonie birds. They were hilarious to watch. Hey, speaking of hilarious, there's a new type of head tattoo that could serve as a medical, really, it serves as a medical purpose. You ever thought about this? How can
no.
a tattoo serve as a medical purpose? Let's find out together. Here's Eben Brown.
Brainwave scans historically require the patient to have a net of electrodes glued down to their scalp, but now scientists at the University of Texas at Austin have a novel approach, temporary tattoos up and down your head. The scientists developed a conductive polymer functioning like an ink that can be applied to the patient's scalp without a need to shave their head. The electrode wires can be affixed to a point on the ink line, and the EEG machine can get just as good of a signal as it can from more conventional electrodes. And in some cases, they last longer. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got your weekend box office preview and more.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
News Radio 92.3. Get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Loving that music.
Loving it, huh?
Just absolutely loving that thing. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant here. Austin Price, thanks for bringing us along with you. I know your day, you're probably about to leave the office or so. Thanks for giving us a ride home today. Do appreciate that. Thinking about maybe doing some movies this weekend, are you, Austin?
Yes, I am. Yeah, we had mentioned this before the break. Moana 2 expected to take first at the box office this weekend. And meanwhile, Wicked set to make near $32 million. So that would be a distant second. Moana is expected to make $60 million. Gladiator 2 projected to make over $15 million. So I'll just put it to you this way, my friend, because I know we've got a bit more of a deeper dive on it. It's going to be quite a lucrative week for the box office and for some of these theaters around Chien.
Okay, and Michelle Pollino has more with Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in theaters. A limited release schedule with just one film in major release, a horror film titled Y2K.
You've got mail.
Set on New Year's Eve 1999, two high school students decide to crash the last big party before the new millennium. When the clock strikes midnight, the night gets more insane than they ever could have imagined.
The prophecy speaks of the coming Messiah.
On Netflix, Mary, the feature is filmed through Mary's eyes as a coming-of-age biblical epic. As we trace the remarkable journey that led to the birth of Jesus, Mary is shunned following a miraculous conception and forced to go into hiding when the king orders a murderous hunt for her newborn baby. Also on the streamer, A Nonsense Christmas, with Sabrina Carpenter, sees Carpenter perform songs from her holiday EP, Fruitcake, and other iconic chart-topping holiday covers. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All right, so we talked about some of the films that are expected to keep making some big bucks that have already been out for a couple weeks or so. And then, yeah, we got Y2K. We've got Mary movie. So we've got a very diverse lineup here. Let's see. Just past 4:55, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's got nothing on Highway 90. If you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound towards Glover Lane, we got a couple of waves of congestion there, but also traveling eastbound on 90. This is going to be if you're passing Avalon Boulevard, but then continuing towards downtown. We got some congestion there. So Highway 90 looking very rough in the Milton and downtown Milton areas. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. And Saturday is going to be decent. High of 60, low of 47. Sunday and into next week, we start to see those temperatures ramp back up. High of 69, low of 61, and late Sunday night, a 20% chance of showers.
The year was 1976. It was Dothan, Alabama, an arena over there, when I actually got a chance to see and meet Dolly Parton.
Really?
What an amazing lady. And this was back in 1976. She was performing with a guy named Eddie Rabbit, country star that back in the days, and just some incredible things. So if you like Dolly and you want to maybe play her on the big stage or so,
Well, grab your favorite blonde wig. Now is your chance to play an icon. Michelle Pollino makes a return appearance with us today.
Dolly Parton announced a casting call across the internet for her upcoming Broadway show, Dolly, an original musical. Fans now have a shot at playing the legend. Parton dropped the news in a YouTube video.
Now we're looking for talented performers who can capture the spirit of my journey, whether you're an experienced theater professional or an undiscovered gem with that little special something.
Originally titled Hello, I'm Dolly, after her 1967 debut album, Parton announced the musical in June on stage at CMA Fest in Nashville, Tennessee. You can submit an audition at dollymusical.com. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Chris, do you think you and I got a shot?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Good to know.
No.
Way to kill my hopes.
N-O.
All right. Got kind of a weird headline for you, but it is Floridian, so it is somewhat geographically relevant. A pantsless carpet cleaner wielding man is facing a pantsless carpet cleaner wielding man.
I didn't think I heard you right, but okay, go ahead.
Unfortunately, you did. He's facing burglary charges after he's accused of kicking in a door to get inside a Florida home. Officials say Austin Smith dropped the cleaner and ran from the house in Winter Haven when confronted by a resident. Cops caught the 23-year-old a short distance away. Smith says methamphetamine made him do it. Okay, my name's Austin. I'm 23. I promise you this was not me. That's just a weird coincidence. But
why not? I guess we're going to get some crazy stories during the holidays, you know.
Unfortunately, people just imbeciles trying to ruin everything.
Hey, don't forget about the Run Amok tonight. It's the Run Amok Ranch up in Brat. It's open this year with tens of thousands of Christmas lights, including those famous goats in pajamas.
World famous. World renowned.
I really do have to see this. This free event is a walkthrough. So if you're expecting to sit in your car and drive through it, nix it. You're going to walk. So make sure you bring along your shoes. The ranch located up on Rigby Road in Brat. It's about a mile and a half from Brat Elementary. The Lights Festival is open tonight. It's actually Thursday through Saturday, but it's open tonight from 5:30. Opens up about 30 minutes till 8 o'clock this evening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.